The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, New Year, New Priorities. Kick off the new year with the three savvy boss babes from the video series, If Not For My Girls 3.0, presented by Coca-Cola and Essence. It's all about you and your crew in 2022. Make this the year you lean into your relationships, especially with your girlfriends. In Season 3, Ari Lennox, Seven Streeter, and Aaliyah Janelle share their tips to pour into the women in your life and yourself all year long. Celebrate your beauty. Getting straight to the heart of the matter, Seven says, not everyone knows what it's like to walk through this world as a black woman, except another black woman. That's why we need to pour into each other more than ever. Growing up, there was nothing that represented a dark-skinned girl and boy, says Aaliyah. So, in my head, I was indirectly programmed that dark isn't pretty. Ari and Seven also shared that as children, they didn't feel pretty because the color of their skin. It's time that we change that among our friend circles and for the next generation. The ladies shared how important it is to have conversations about colorism, so that no other brown-skinned child ever has to feel less than. Ari says, from the deepest chocolate to the lightest, they are all beautiful. Let's make it a point this year to celebrate the beauty of the black women and girls in our lives. Raise your voice. It's our time to link arm in arm and dispel any fears associated with speaking our truth. Knowing that many black women are labeled as angry and therefore their opinions dismissed. Seven says, if you have had to deal with the level of oppression that we have had to deal with as black women for the amount of time that we have had to deal with it, you would be angry too. As black women, everyone is not going to be comfortable with the level of strength that we come with. But as Ari stated, it's not my job to nurture or baby your ego. So take it from these girlfriends to your own girlfriends. Don't shy away or dumb yourself down. Shine bright and stand up for what is right. And don't apologize for it. Protect your peace. As our lives continue to be showcased on social media, it is more important than ever to set healthy boundaries to protect your space and your peace. Social media was starting to dictate how Seven's days would run. So she knew she needed to change her routine. Now she gives herself time in the morning instead of checking her feeds first thing. Whereas Aaliyah uses it to wake up, but if she sees, quote unquote, something that is trying to get a reaction out of me, I will delete it. So I don't have to see it, Aaliyah says, because if I don't, it will start to seep into my energy. And Ari admits that she is reading all of it, the good, the bad, and the inspiring, but recently did a social media fast where she was offline for a few days to recenter and do new things. All three women acknowledge a need to meet in person
and have more face-to-face conversations, just like they are doing in this video series. The next article is titled Essence Wellness House. Essence Wellness House Mental Health Edition provided a much needed end of 2021 reset with a 2-hour digital special dedicated to discussing self-love and self-care, protecting your mental health, identifying anxiety and depression, relationship wellness, Black maternal and paternal health, and more. Plus, the program offered experiences like guided meditation and sound baths. Here is a recap. Essence Lifestyle Editor Charlie Penn talks effects of social media on mental health with Jesse Wu and Kid Ken. That was her way of showing up. Spoken Word by Jasmine Manns was the second workshop. The third workshop was wellness practitioner Felicia leads a powerful anti-anxiety guided meditation. The fourth workshop, Mountaintop Motivation, protecting your mental health at all costs. The fifth workshop, TV One's AJ Johnson helps us identify when you may need life therapy. And the sixth workshop, Essence Lifestyle Editor Charlie Penn, Sanya Richards Ross, and Emmanuel discuss winning at managing your mental health. The next article is titled, It's Time to Go Gold. Sometimes getting the length you want feels impossible. We have all been there. The number of products making empty promises doesn't help. But there's something new, and it's the real deal. The Gold Series new Lynx collection is just hitting shelves, and it was designed by a team of Black scientists, especially for our hair. Inspired by their loved ones and personal hair journeys, the team behind Gold Series knows the real secret to longer, stronger hair is letting your new growth thrive. That's why the formula is designed to strengthen and protect textured hair against breakage. The next article is titled Contributors. Michelle Bria is Essence Senior Photo Editor. As the point person for communicating with and coordinating the photographers whose images grace the pages of the magazine, she plays a critical role on the creative team. As a producer, she has managed photo shoots with A-list celebrities and athletes for beauty, fashion, still life, and food and lifestyle features. A graduate of the School of Visual Arts in New York City, she has worked at publications such as People in Espanol, Sports Illustrated, and Sports for Women, and on various book projects. Lily is an award-winning storyteller, speaker, and strategist, is passionate about creating meaningful media content. With nearly a decade of experience as a journalist, she has amplified Black stories in key roles, including as editor-in-chief of the millennial platform Blavity News, editor-in-chief of entertainment site Shadow and Act, and senior editor of HuffPost Black Voices. In this issue, she focuses on, quote unquote, the rise of the Black is Beautiful revolution. A 2018 Forbes 30 and Under 30 honoree and editor of the book 100 Real Life Tales of Black Girl Magic, she believes that powerful narratives can shift perspectives, expand imagination and deepen understanding, helping us to build a better future for all. Tia Smart Young wants to make sure folks know how to pronounce her first name. The writer, content creator, founder of Smart Girl Media, and former entertainment director for Latina Magazine, has also held senior editor positions at Juicy, XXL, and Essence. As an on-camera host, she has been in conversation with celebrities such as Michelle Obama, Mary J. Blige, Chris Rock, Nas, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Zendaya. Those well-honed interview skills came in handy when she spoke with couples for Our Black Love Is feature. The Johnson C. Smith University grad is an active member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Inc. The Tyler Twins, a photographic team made up of sisters Catherine and Mariel, have an undeniable energy that is readily apparent in their work. The twins' processes are deeply intertwined. One sister ensures that talent feels at ease while the other is behind the lens, and vice versa. The duo's ability to tap into the ethos of each subject results in memorable portraiture that's vibrant and fresh. The sisters who've photographed the likes of Lady Gaga, Janet Jackson, and others have a genuine affinity for their subjects, as well as for the music and storytelling. Four, Adrienne Warren is in season. They flawlessly captured the vitality of the Tony Award-winning actress. Elsa Mahari is an Ethiopia-born American art director based in Brooklyn. Her seamstress grandmother, painter dad, and writer mom all influenced her love of fashion, art, and interior design. A degree from Dartmouth College helped open the door at publications like In Style, Real Simple, and Harper's Bazaar. While her jewelry brand, Mahari Jewelry, is known for its Black Girl Magic pendants, she is now creating a scarf collection highlighting her favorite destinations. Her artistry is evident in several stories this month, including 2022 Essence Hair Awards. The next article is titled, New Year, New Business. When Miss Dennis, the founder and chairman of Essence's parent company, Essence Ventures, approached me about celebrating Black entrepreneurs on the cover, I quickly rattle off a list of celebrities who have launched successful businesses. But honestly, we have been there, done that, with the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor and Harvard Business Review reporting that 17% of Black women are launching or running new companies, compared with 10% of white women. We agreed it was time to shine a bigger spotlight on less visible millionaires right in our backyard. Enter Aisha Pinky Cole, who turned her slutty vegan food truck into several brick-and-mortar restaurants throughout Atlanta. Recently, she and Derek Hayes, who owns Big Dave's Cheesesteaks, collaborated to open Dinky's and Cole's Bar vegan restaurant in the historic Ponce City Market. And that's not their only joint project. The couple opens up about how their love for their community turned into a love for each other and Hot in the Kitchen, page 62. We wanted more stories like Pinky and Derek's, sharing how partners are thriving both professionally, love, marriage, and business, page 68, and personally, Black Love Is, page 84. And for those of us not booed up but seeking enrichment, turn immediately to HGTV host Egypt Sherrod's 90-day plan for joyful realigning your life, Ignite Joy, page 99. One tip she is offering is welcoming change. That's exactly what Moses Ingram, who stars with Denzel Washington in the tragedy of Macbeth, did after prayer and opportunity opened more Hollywood doors than she could have imagined. Holy Moses, page 31. And allow yourself to be inspired by four women who conquered weight loss challenges in Your Best Body Yet, page 104. Meanwhile, for India Walton, who nearly unseated the incumbent mayor of Buffalo, embracing change has meant an interval of renewal before re-engaging the struggle to make life better for her community. India Walton isn't slowing down, page 60. In this issue, you will also find a wealth of culture goodies coming your way in 2022, thanks to our Afropunk family who helped us curate Afropunk music stars to watch in 2022, page 38, and to contributing book editor Kenra Rankin, who has made some Black history picks for the new year. New reads, page 35. In other news, I'm happy that folks appreciate the colorful content of our social media feeds. One Twitter user wrote, "Give whoever is writing the IG captions over at Essence max contract. My lips are sealed on who's pinning our pithy captions, but you can see our super talented social media director bi-weekly on The Real, where she gives her hot takes with the host. Continue telling us what you think about Essence. We are listening." The next article is titled Essence Hair Awards 2022. While you can find products everywhere that claim to be made for or helpful in styling Black hair, it can be hard to discern which ones truly allow our tresses to thrive. We have checked out the options and compiled a list of some of the best brands and tools that really do show love to our strands. One of our four 2022 Best in Black Hairstylist of the Year winners, whose clients include Lupita Willow Smith and Amandla Steinberg, just to name a few, is Frances, a curl expert for the ages, entrusted with every type of texture by the brightest stars. He lets his creations tell a rich story. It is a collaboration process between me and my client, what we are inspired by, and harmonizing with elements that are important to the hairstyle's success, he says. Francis adds that no matter your hair type, everyone should be conditioning. Kinks, coils, curls, and waves that are dry or damaged should aim for a deep conditioning treatment once a week, he advises. There are lots of factors at play, so always try out what works best for you. Boasting a client list that includes Jennifer Hudson, Laverne Cox, and Sierra, our second 2022 Best in Black Hair Stylist of the Year winner approaches hair from a multifaceted angle. "I'm a full makeover guru," Wright says. "My vision comes from the total imaging of a woman. When it comes to keeping texture hair clean,
She suggests a shampoo schedule. If your hair is a kinkier texture, you should shampoo every 7 days, she advises. If your hair is on the curlier side, I would do a co-wash or shampoo every 3 to 5 days and wear it curly. If a silk out is desired, be sure to maintain the integrity of the curl. A thermal heat protectant spray or cream is key, she says. If your texture is softer and curlier, round brushing your hair is a good start. This 2022 Best in Black Hairstylist of the Year winner took 2021 by storm, glamoring the likes of Jasmine Sullivan, Normani, Winnie Harlow, and more. DeHarrius is known for his immense talent, particularly with styling and extensions. Trying to decide if extensions are for you? It all really depends on your lifestyle and what your daily routine consists of, he says. If you are a person that likes to reach and touch your scalp easily, wearing a glueless wig unit could work. On the flip side, I would only recommend a traditional weave install if my client has a busy lifestyle and doesn't have time to spend on styling every morning. If braided correctly, the base underneath the weave serves as a protective style and can promote hair growth if properly nourished. In terms of creativity, this 2022 Best in Black Hairstylist of the Year award winner is one in a million, executing hair masterpieces for the likes of Issa Rae, June Ambrose, and Chloe Bailey. Newland has an eye for mesmerizing shape. Always be guided by the wardrobe, she advises, for the times when you want to take your hairstyle to the next level. Styling hair with necklaces, chains, stacked hairpins, zip ties, yes, zip ties, rings, ropes, and scarves is always a fun way to accessorize. And keeping these styles intact and fresh looking is simple. Just keep it moisturized at all times, she says. Tie it down with a silk scarf or silk bonnet at bedtime. Wash the roots and get professional in-between touch-ups for longer-lasting wear. The next article is titled, Fearless in My Skin. You deserve to feel fully supported and totally fearless in your own skin. Backed by more than 65 years of science, Olay Body elevates stories of women of color in arts and science while creating quality body care products designed for diverse skin types, tones, and needs, like the new Fearless Artist series. Inspired by design to help create the hydrating body washes in this new collection, Olay partnered with artist Avery Williamson to design the bottle artwork, plus a diverse team of women to develop the formulas. It is really exciting to get to put art into the world, says Avery. The experience of visuals enhancing what people will feel and what we put on our bodies, on our skin, it's really beautiful. She saw the ingredients as a reflection of you. There are moments when you're blooming and growing and expanding. That was the inspiration for the marks and the colors I put into this design. Black artistry. Black women are her lineage, and their narrative is essential to Avery's multidisciplinary art. They are the people who have taught me and raised me. They have passed down stories. They have passed down heirlooms, recipes, all these survival strategies, stories of endurance, says Avery. It's all worthy of celebration, exploration, and to make Black women more complex,
not flattened in history, but as expansive people who have ideas. Embracing fearlessness. When asked about being fearless, Avery says, "For me, it's waking up as an anxious person, acknowledging the fear I have, and deciding consciously to let go of it and be open to the possibilities of what I can do when I'm not held back by what could go wrong or not turn out as I envision." She goes on to define it as being conscious of fear and risk, yet still proceeding thoughtfully and being open to what could be. The next article is titled All About Athleisure. Every unique body type deserves a look that flaunts and flatters. Check out how these identical outfits measure up on two different figures. Fila Performer. This line was launched with a focus on a variety of core pieces in black, white, and gray. Also includes on-trend prints like tie-dye and marble patterns. Sizes range from extra small to 4X. Raving four racer backs. Besides the four-way stretch, the bra dishes out some serious moisture wicking while keeping the girl supported and upright. Fila Performer Uplift Racer Back Sports Bra, $58. Keep it short. With its high waist comfort and luxury fabric, we guarantee you haven't experienced a biker short quite like this one. Fila Performer Forza Texture Bike Short, $68. Made for every day, the core essentials like the Uplift Racer Back Sports Bra and Forza Texture Bike Short are wardrobe staples offered in timeless colorways and designed for workouts and beyond. Puma at the top, this mesh short sleeve crop can easily double as both athleisure garb and ready to wear. Puma High Court Collection Aura Top, $70. Not your average gear. With a zipper at the front, these leggings are about easy mobility and turning heads. Puma High Court Collection Love Leggings, $85. Puma Women's Hoops. The versatile and stylish 25-piece collection serves as the first for this new category, which was inspired by the WNBA. Sizes range from extra small to 2XL. Robe Ready. Rarely does athletic apparel come in a coat as elevated as this.
Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avril Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.